Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. The Republic of Korea believes that the establishment of a science and technology review mechanism contributes to better identifying potential benefits and risks of the rapid advancement of science and technology, as reflected in the summary report of the meeting of experts. As we mentioned in the general statement earlier, we saw merits in the hybrid option as presented in the working paper proposed by Germany and UNIDEAL at the meeting of experts. My delegation believes a body of a moderate number of experts can provide impartial and technical recommendation on particular scientific issues for all state parties based on the discussions among all interested state parties. The Republic of Korea shares the view of other colleagues that the voluntary biosecurity guidelines for code of conduct for scientists would help raise awareness of biosecurity and biosafety among scientists and researchers. My delegation notes that the Tianjin biosecurity guidelines for the code of conduct for scientists are developed with input from various scientists and industry participants across the globe. We hope that the constructive and in-depth discussion continues to adopt it at the upcoming review conference. Last but not least, we would like to share that the Republic of Korea is currently preparing a national directive and a guideline on biosecurity for laboratories that deal with high-risk biotoxin agents, which reflect the up-to-date international manuals and standards, including ISO 35001 and WHO's Laboratory Biosafety Manual. My delegation hopes that this will encourage and facilitate the Republic of Korea's application of the International Bio Risk Management Standard. I thank you, Mr. Chair.